USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A close call for Puerto Rico, but Hurricane Dorian just brushed it, then hitting the U.S. Virgin Islands with heavy winds and rains, and now it's on track to possibly hit Florida's east coast as a major Category 3 storm, although forecasters say it could impact anywhere from Miami to southern Georgia. The Broward County Emergency Management Director says,
at this point, it's all about preparation. Everyone should have already had an idea what they're going to do when the storm's threatening.
Forecasters say it could make landfall in the southeast U.S. late Sunday or on Labor Day. North Carolina authorities say they've arrested a university student who they say was planning a mass shooting. 19-year-old Paul Stieber, arrested in his dorm at High Point University. Police say they found two guns and a lot of ammunition. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Amid lots of talk that the U.S., the Afghan government, and the Taliban there are on the verge of an agreement that could allow the U.S. to bring troops back home, the Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford says any such withdrawal would be based on conditions on the ground in that war-torn country.
Any agreement that we have moving forward, the President's been very clear, is going to be conditions-based.
Dunford says the U.S. must be confident in the Afghan government and its security forces before any troops should be brought home. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand ending her presidential campaign, announcing it online yesterday, but vowing to continue to focus on helping defeat President Trump in 2020. Now the Democratic governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, responds, calling Gillibrand a rising star and adding that the people of New York are lucky to have her back full time. Gillibrand had fallen short of criteria to qualify for the third Democratic debate. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Deaths caused by drivers running red lights are at a 10-year high, according to a new study from AAA, which says the number of people killed by someone plowing through a red light reached 939 in 2017, the last year for which all the data is in. That's the highest death toll in 10 years, and it was the fifth straight year that fatalities from running red lights increased.
Drivers are distracted, they're impatient, and they're reckless, and they're making the decision to run a red light instead of safely stopping.
That's National AAA spokesman Doug Shoup speaking to CBS News. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the deputy who lied about being shot is now out of a job. The sheriff says a criminal investigation's continuing, and he told reporters the rookie deputy has admitted that he lied about being shot last Wednesday outside the Lancaster Sheriff's Department station. Apple is out with an apology for having hired third-party contractors, which it allowed to listen to recordings picked up by its Siri voice assistant. Some of the recordings happened when Siri was accidentally triggered by muffled background, but a whistleblower said the voice assistant routinely recorded people making drug deals and talking about confidential information. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.